Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Hey, babe.
Yes, ma'am.
What do most men want in a woman?
Realness, authenticity, a woman that's intelligent, that...
Not sure I understand it, but everything seems brighter now than before. I don't know why I feel this way, but every time I hear your name.
Put that foot down now, that's awesome.
All right, done. You get a twist
at this.
Look at this fine thing at work.
And I don't fall in love so easily, 'cause I don't wear my heart up on my sleeve. Yeah. I don't know if you feel the same, but every time I hear.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Another Wednesday.
We are so elated you joined us today. This moment in your life is an investment to better your future self and your relationship. Welcome everyone to our Wednesday show on the Evening Rush Network. We are your hosts, Chad and Linnell, with My Bulletproof Marriages. We are coming to you from the beautiful state of VA, where we have been married for 19 years, raising 4 amazing humans.
How are you? How's hump day been treating you?
You know, I'm tired. I'm going to be honest with you. I really am. I think the lack of sleep that I've been receiving for like the last week and a half, I think it's catching up. I think it is catching up. I was excited. I still am, but it's just, I'm tired, right? And then working out doesn't help because we're doing sometimes 2 workouts a day. Yeah. And then I'm still on my feet after that for hours. So, yeah, but yet I'm still good. I'm vertical. I'm happy. So I'm good.
Yeah, man.
You so?
I'm tired. I ain't even lie to you. I'm tired. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, you go all day doing stuff and being busy. And it's just, you know, sometimes it gets the best of you.
Yeah.
You know, and today's one of those days where it's just like, oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to jump in my bed and
catch those Z's,
man. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your week has, you know, started off well, has been going strong, and that you're going to finish it out strong. You know, every day we have an opportunity. Every moment's an opportunity, y'all. Like, tired, not tired, right. It's still an opportunity, and it's up to us to make something out of that moment. Yeah, because one day we won't have any moments left, right? So let's make them count while we got them.
Well,
right?
Not in this physical body, we won't.
Yeah,
you know, I won't go that deep. Okay,
yeah, don't go that deep.
Anyway. If you want to call us, it is 929-282-0266. We would love to hear from you. If you want to DM us, we are available. If you'd like to email us, okay, we are at mybulletproofmarriages@e360tvlive.com. You can hit us up with concerns, questions. You can hit us up with your personal, you know, relationship issues, and we can see what we can do to help you.
And you can watch us if you're like watching the recording on the Evening Rush app. I just downloaded it. It's actually really dope. So you guys should download it. You can watch our show, whatever other shows that you like on the network. They have a bunch of great shows. So I would encourage you guys to do that as well. So that way, you know, if it's late and you want to get to bed like me, then you can get up in the morning, maybe listen to this on the way to work or whatever, however you move in the morning. That said,
let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get it today.
What is today about? Loyalty.
Yeah.
Loyalty, the bolts that hold a relationship together.
And we're going to go deeper than what y'all are probably thinking. You're probably thinking like loyalty, like don't cheat on me. Like, you better not cheat on me. Like, be loyal to me, right? That's like beginning stages loyalty, okay? That's some stuff that you got to work out with somebody you're not sure you're doing life with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that part should be in the bag. You know what I mean? At a certain point, you get to a point in your relationship where you shouldn't have to worry about them stepping out of that relationship and cheating on you with someone else. I'm not saying that's a reality, because I know that that's a reality for some people, right? And I'm not trying to make light of that. We were there and we get it, but there does have to come a point where that's where the loyalty is a much deeper subject than that, because that's something that both of you all should want to do. Y'all should want to stay faithful. You should want to be committed to each other and not step out of that relationship with anybody else, right? So if that is an issue, of course, address it, right? But today we want to go a little deeper into loyalty, right? Because it's not everything that everybody thinks, but really where this came from is on our Sunday show. We do a Sunday show, and we viewers can send us emails, and they send us questions, and we pick one every single week and we just answer it before our guests come on, because Sundays is more about the guests than it is about us talking, right? But we like to do that. We like to give our opinion or our expertise on whatever question is presented to us. And this guy was talking about how,
I wonder if I have it.
Basically he was, you know, he was saying that men seem more loyal to their friends, to their homies, than their women. You know, we'll go to jail for each other. We won't snitch on each other. We won't, you know, we'll hold each other down. Like, there's a code, right? The bro code, right? Whatever you want to call it. And we will hold to that, I mean, come thick or thin. But then we'll sell out our lady quick, fast, and in a hurry. And he was like, doesn't it seem like we're more loyal to dudes? Like, we're more about dudes than we are women. Yeah. And the way he said it was hilarious. I can't remember how he wrote it, but
like, why is it that we seem to love men more than we love our own women?
Yeah,
like, that doesn't make sense to me. He's like, and the more he thought about it, he had to just ask that question, which made sense to us. That doesn't make sense.
And so the question of loyalty comes up, right? Like, why are we more loyal to our friends, maybe our cousins, maybe some family that we grew up with, than the person that we chose to spend the rest of our life with? You know, and that's a deep question. I'm not talking about so, you know, dating for a year, and, you know, I'm talking like, you know, this is, we're married, we're doing life together. Okay. We've chosen to spend the rest of our lives together, and I'm still choosing other people over the person that I chose to be with. Right. And when you say it, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't. And it brings me back to when I was young, and I told this story on the show, but I got arrested. I was 18. I had just turned 18, and there was like five people in the, I can't even remember. There's a whole bunch of people in the car, and I was driving, and we were up to no good. And the police got called on us. They ended up catching us, pulling us over. And I took the hit for everybody, right? Like, no one else went to jail. And I went to jail. And I got, my bail got denied. None of my friends wrote me while I was locked up. None of my friends sent money on my books. Like, nothing. You know, and then when I get out, they're like, okay, you're out. Cool. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like,
it been a big deal to them.
Right. Yeah. Because
it wasn't.
That's what you spoke. Well, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Right? That's the thing.
That's the code.
And it doesn't make sense when you think about it, because the very people that we seem to be loyal to are the ones that leave us high and dry. Now, I want to bring this in contrast. Mm-hmm. When I got in the wreck, same thing kind of happened. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of friends checking in on me, calling me, making sure I'm good, sending me money. You know, like, I just died twice. But my spouse was there. My spouse did for me things that a normal human being probably wouldn't do for another human being, okay, during that stretch of time. And it really shows you what true loyalty is, okay? It's much deeper than I'm not going to cheat on you. This, right. This loyalty is, I mean, when I was unable to do anything, she was that loyal to me that she would bathe me, help me use the bathroom. And when I say help me use the bathroom, I mean everything, right? Because I couldn't even move. I couldn't do anything. You know, and we've been conditioned from a very young age to believe that, and it's not just a guy thing, all right? Ladies, you guys got y'all's thing too, where y'all are loyal to your friends. You talk to your friends about things that you shouldn't talk about, that should be private and should be intimate, okay? And why are we this way?
We were conditioned as women because we feel like there's nothing wrong with sharing what's going on with our life, right? What's going on in our relationship with our girlfriends who we feel can give us guidance, right? Now, let me be clear. A lot of times that guidance is not good, okay? Because one, most likely, you probably got a bunch of single girlfriends, so I don't know why you're taking advice from them. Two, if they are married, if they don't have a good relationship, I still don't know why you're taking advice from them. Three, you should not talk about your marriage with your girlfriends. But we were conditioned, as you stated, because guess what? That's all you see. That's all we see. Every movie, right? Waiting to Exhale, right? That's an old movie. What we see, four friends together going through life. You know, they're sitting here going through struggles with their children, with their exes, baby daddies, you know, sleep with married men, all types of stuff, right? Who they got? They got their girlfriends. That's where the loyalty comes from. Because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, this dude is not going to be there for me, right? But my girl is always going to be there for me.
That's the mentality.
Yes.
And that's the way that, like Linnell said, that we've been conditioned. And, you know, depending on how you grew up, I know for a lot of men, you know, if you grow up in like the streets or in that type of environment, it's very, very strong. That pressure to be so loyal that you would look out for them before you look out for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you carry that into your relationship, and it sabotages you sabotage the one person that would actually be there for you, right? The one person that I look at for you no matter what, that would have you, and we stab them in the back for people that wouldn't give us spare change in their pocket, you know? And that's just the reality. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. And so this conditioning starts at a very early age, mm-hmm. and we have to be aware of it, right? We have to begin to say, hold on, am I more loyal, you know, to my friends? Am I more about my friends than I am my spouse? And I think that also the other thing is, if you've been married for a long time, and I get your opinion on this too, but like, your friends are an escape, right? We look at them as an escape from our reality.
Yeah.
Right. And so a lot of this comes into that too, right? We don't want to kind of shit on our escape because we need that escape. You know, we need, and we've always said this too, like, we don't share anything with those individuals. With your spouse, you share everything, your bills, your, yep. the kids, your responsibilities. And sometimes just the weight of that can make that reality hard.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are hanging out with your friends, there's nothing like that. Right.
It's like surface level. If you think about it, it's kind of like, it's like, you, we cool, we good. I enjoy you. You enjoy me. We have a great time. Right. We talk about things here and there. Right. But a lot of times it's like, I just want to know what's going on in your life, because I prefer to go ahead and just feed off of your life and what's going on in your life than have to really deal with my reality.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. And so if you have, especially if you have friends that have more a chaotic life, if they have more their life is more dramatic, you know, and it's always seemed to be drama, then therefore it's easier to kind of take the pressure for a few minutes or a few couple hours off of what you got going on and onto somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a huge problem. But you let's even go deeper than friendship, right? You got family.
Oh yeah. I mean,
so you got family too, right? So I was loyal. I was loyal, 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 loyal to my family. I wasn't that loyal. I had good friends and I loved them to pieces throughout our marriage. I, you know, different seasons for different people, but my family, I remember our first year of marriage, I loved Chad because he said one wrong thing about my brother. And
it wasn't even the wrong thing.
It was the truth, but it's just, I took it wrong. That's what it was. I took it wrong. And I was like, don't talk about my brother like that.
Like,
and
no.
I dipped at y'all.
Don't
when
talk
I say,
about my family.
That's right. I packed my bag up. I was pregnant and I took our son and I went back to my mother's house and I was heated.
Crazy.
And I just remember how childish and immature was I, right? I know. But
we think we're right.
But I really thought I was right. And then finally it took my father to kind of be like, all right, now you done been here for 2 days, so go home. Like, y'all need to go home. At the end of the day, I get that he might not have said that something that you like, but y'all need to work that out. And that's not a good reason to leave your home, your new home. And you know what? If he did say something about your brother, so what? If it was the truth, why are you getting offended? And I'm like, because he shouldn't be talking about my brother. He was like, well, if it's the truth, it's the truth.
Right. And this goes, I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, matter of fact, we were on the show and with TK, and that person asked a question about, you know, how do they because I guess her boyfriend likes to go back and tell his family everything.
Mm-hmm.
And his reason was, hey, this, we tell each other everything.
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is how we do it. Right. And she wasn't with that. Like, she didn't want her business to be
mm-hmm.
in there. And because of his conditioning, he's not willing to give that up. He's not willing to say, I got to take this relationship a little more serious and I got to make some things private, and I have to I have to put some barriers right between us. Mm-hmm. And it's a very real thing. And so why are we bringing this up? Because you need to check your loyalty.
Yeah.
Right. Like, who are you really being loyal to on a day-to-day basis? And be real with yourself. It's okay if the answer is, yo, I've been more loyal to my family mm-hmm. than my wife, or I've been more loyal to my friends than my wife or my husband, then, you know, it is what it is, and you do what you got to do. And, you know, that at least you're aware that you're having that situation. You know, you're aware that I am more loyal to these individuals than I really am my spouse.
And I think also once you are able to get closer, when you put those boundaries up, you got to put boundaries up with you and whomever is in your life. When you start to put those boundaries up between you and your friends and you and your family, and you start to then confide more into your spouse, you guys start building a relationship even closer. I do believe that that loyalty just starts to increase. It does. And you start to say less to your family. At least that's just my experience. The closer I got with Chad, and the less and the more boundaries I put up with friends and family, then I was able to then feel like, yes, I want to be more loyal to you as far as just everything we talk about, what I don't talk to them about, you know, what it is I don't do with them, all types of stuff, right? That go into play with this. And you do, you start to then come with one even more with your partner. Like we say these vows, right? You leave your mother and your father and you cleave to your husband, but we don't really do that. A lot of times we really don't do that. We don't really take the vows seriously. We just say them as a cliche word so that way we can say, I do, keep it moving.
And we're not saying that you got to like dip on your family or something no. like that, or you can't have a relate or anything like that. What we're saying is that our loyalty, though, our loyalty to our spouse should be uno number one, mm-hmm. right? We should be so loyal to them that they can count on us, which really brings us to our second point, right? And that is, what is really loyalty? What is it? Like, what are we really talking about when we talk about loyalty? And, you know, I talked about her taking care of me when I couldn't do anything, right? But let's really talk about this. Like, you know, we had a guest on and she brought this up and it was deep, man. Like, loyalty is having each other's back with the kids,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, wife says something, kid tries to rebuttal it, instead of me having a change of heart and be like, no, baby, you can just do whatever you want, right? I stand with my wife,
yeah,
right? I'm loyal to that decision. If I don't agree with it, we can talk about that in private.
Right. Okay?
It doesn't need to be in front of our kids. But my point is that you stand as a united front. Can they depend on you? Can they depend on the fact that your conversations won't be in other people's mouths? I mean, I know for me is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around people and all of a sudden I hear them talking about things I told my wife, I'm cutting her off, right? Like I'm going to want to cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to prevent. We want to prevent this from being cut off.
And it also doesn't help because we want, as women, we want men to be very vulnerable, right? We want them to share their thoughts, their feelings. We want them to know that we are a safe place for them. But yet, if they feel like every time they start to do that with us, right, they start to take those walls down, they start to really share and be open with us, and they then all of a sudden, their girlfriends are like, oh, hey, so yeah, I know she told me about what was going on. I know. Then all of a sudden, what happens? His wall goes back up. Because no, right now, then he's like, I don't even trust you. Like, I shared that privately with you and only you. But now here it is, other people know what's going on. And that's where that comes in.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so yeah, having each other's back, right? Like, really standing behind each other with decisions. But I'll give you another one. Goals. can you depend on your partner to follow through with the goals that you all set?
Mm.
So you guys sit down, you discuss what you want to do with your life. You discuss how you want to move, maybe money that you want to save, a budget that you created, like, you know, whatever fits y'all's world. But you guys sit down, you do the work, you come up with these plans. Can you depend on them to hold the weight, their weight?
Their weight. Mm-hmm.
Can you depend on them to stay loyal to y'all's dream? It's not your dream. It's not their dream. It's y'all's dream. And that's something that's deep, man. Mm-hmm. So many marriages crumble because only one person is committed to the dream, but both of them sat down and agreed on it. It doesn't make any sense why we fold on each other, right? So loyalty is, it's not just, I don't cheat on my wife, right? It's not just, oh, I don't just talk bad about them. It's these are things that honestly should be dealt with in the dating phase if you're doing it the right way. Right. If you're doing it the right way, you should work those things out in the dating phase. If you're like us and did it the wrong way, then start working it out now. Right. Because we weren't perfect. So I'm not going to sit here and act like we got it all together. But ideally, you want to work on the talking to other people about private matters, about cheating on each other. All that should be worked out before y'all say I do.
You know, it really boils down to the individual path that everybody's on. So let's be honest. If you can't even be loyal to yourself in your own word, how can you be loyal to anybody else? Mm. That's honest truth. If you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z every single day for the next 30 days, right? And then you turn around, you break that within the first 5 days. Guess what? You're not even loyal to yourself. So then there's no way that you can turn around and then be loyal to somebody else and what they need in that relationship.
Yeah.
So understand, it really does start with you. Start saying, you know what? I've told myself that I'm going to not do this any longer, and then stick to it. Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah. Keep the promises you make to yourself so you can keep the promises you make to the people that matter the most to you in your life.
Yes.
Right? And so, yeah, that's an important point, you know, like, if you've been watching this long enough, you know that we go back to, you know, the change within first, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's where all of this starts.
Yep.
All of this starts. You know, I was telling Don before we got on here that I was tired. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Do I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Technically, no. No, I don't. But I made a promise to myself. And so I do my best to maintain that promise, to keep that promise to myself, because there's something powerful that takes place in us as we hold a disciplined life, a well-regulated life, and we do it because we want to, right? We're doing it because I made this promise to me, you know? And that's just an example, but now that bleeds over mm-hmm. into my relationship with my wife. And if she, like, small things, she asked me to go pick up milk on the way back from a meeting. And I say, yes, she knows 100% that I'm going to go get that milk. Yeah. And that sounds little, right? But why is loyalty the nuts and bolts of a relationship? And I'm going to tell you, because you see, you got these big skyscrapers, right? And you big windows and all of this big metal that holds this big skyscraper up. But it's in comparison to the building, it's little bolts and little things that are actually holding the big pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty is a lot like that. Okay. It's that I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be who I said I was going to be for you. I'm going to have you like I said I was going to have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest like I said I was going to be honest, because all of that, all of those little things. Yes, I will go get that milk. Yes, you know what? What your mom said is right, and this is what we're going to do. All of those little things add up to a strong and unbreakable relationship over time.
Yep.
Because if you've been rocking with us long enough, you know that life is going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the the bolts of loyalty in your relationship and strong and active. When the storm hits your building, it stands strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It weathers the storm and you're able to move on to see another beautiful day.
That's right.
The problem is that a lot of buildings are missing the little things, right? How do you hold this up without being loyal to each other? And like Don said, like honor, honesty and respect, you know, and all of that, you could probably roll up into loyalty, right? Because if I don't respect you, why would I be loyal to you? You know, if I don't honor you, why would I be loyal to you? You see, so, and that's a great point because all of those things add up to being the reason that I show up
for you,
for her.
Yeah.
And the reason that she shows up for me,
mm-hmm.
for no other reason.
Right.
She doesn't get anything special when she took care of me other than I started walking again. Like, right. Like that was her grand prize, you know? I don't get anything special from going to the store, but you know what? That's actually bullshit. I get a phenomenal marriage. I get a relationship that is authentic. It's real. It's special. And I know that it's the one thing in my life that's constant, that's true, and that will be here no matter what. Right. And how many people can say that about their relationships? How many people can say that my reality is actually good? You know, I talked about in the beginning, we use our friends as scapegoats because our reality sucks, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if we did the little things, our reality would be a lot better than what it is.
And your reality actually is what you have made it. So at the end of the day, that's what you have to go by. If you're looking at something as a negative all the time, then that's what's showing up in your life.
Yeah.
I really, truly believe. I know 1000%. I used to say this when we dated. I said that Halle Berry, you know, could be standing in front of Chad butt naked and trying to seduce him. And he wouldn't do anything with her because he was so loyal to me. So loyal to me. I used to, and then, of course, you know, as we talked about before, we both cheated on each other and not just once. And that was hard to come back from, right? Because it wasn't just once. And there were a lot of many lies that went along with that and deception and just, you know, it was hard. But now I'm back to that same statement, which was Halle Berry, 10 models, you know, anybody could be in front of him butt naked right now trying to get with him and he would push them away. He would show them no attention. Somebody could probably pay him millions of dollars to try to be with another woman and he wouldn't because he's so loyal to himself first and then me.
Well, yeah. And why did the loyalty break when it did in our relationship? Because we weren't taking care of the little things in our relationship.
That's right.
We allowed those things to slip and we allowed, you know, these, man, our mind, you know, Linnell just said, you create your reality. Well, we created that reality with the way that we were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You are what you think about.
That's right.
Period. Okay. And so we were thinking really negative. We were thinking that we were enemies, that, you know, we didn't love each other, that we didn't have a loyalty for each other. And when you feel like the person that you are with isn't loyal to you, then how do you respond? With a lack of loyalty.
And right? Then let's go back to the friends and the family. So if you're hanging with friends and family that are doing things not loyal in their relationship, then what happens to your relationship? It's only about a certain amount of time that, right, that stuff actually starts to affect you. It does. You could be like, well, no, I'm strong and, you know, I'm good. I can still hang out with them. And no. Let me tell you something. Eventually it creeps in and then all of a sudden now, you know, you've got these thoughts in your head and then you go home to your relationship and now it's into your relationship, you know, where your friends are now doing things that, you know, whatever the situation is. And then now you're being unloyal in your relationship.
Yeah. And we're going to get more into it after this break, but we got to take a break. So catch us in just a few seconds.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at the Evening Rush Network at gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Yeah, so you know, we're talking about what loyalty really is, and as we've discussed, it's those little things. You know, it's doing what we said we were going to do. It's having each other's back, even when we might not agree fully, right? And this is important. I see a lot of couples that won't rock with each other just because they don't agree in that moment. And that's not the time, right? Like, we still rock with each other regardless. I'm going to stand 10 toes beside her regardless, right, wrong, or indifferent. And if we could do that for our friends, if we could do that for our family, why are we not doing that for our spouse? There's no excuse, right? Like I told you, that they're more than likely going to be the ones that actually take care of you when you need someone the most. So that's something to be aware of, you know.
And just watch people's actions. Don't just go by their word. Watch their actions. Actions will say a lot about a person more than the words that they say. Somebody can say, oh, I'm gonna do this for you, I'm gonna do that for you, and they never show up. Oh, you remember when this, you remember that? That's of the past. We're talking about right now. Where have you been at the last couple of years? Where have you been at the last couple of months? How have you showed up for me recently? You know, really pay attention, be more self-aware of what actually, who is there for you when you're going through the bad times, when you, you know, are not in the right headspace. Pay attention to that. Who is getting you out the scenarios that you might have put yourself in because of just not having a great day? I know when I'm in have a negative moment, right? I know I can go to him and count on him to get me out of it, right? And not for him to do the work for me, but just for him to just be like, yo, come on now, we better than that. Like, we better than that. Let's work on this. What's going on, right? And I know I can talk to him, and I know whatever I say to him is going to stick between me and him, and that's it. It's not going anywhere else. And he knows the same thing for me. He knows that I can leave this house, I can go, you know, and everybody around me could be talking about their spouse, right? I'm not going to say one word. I'm not. We're doing great. We are wonderful. And that's the truth. That's not a lie. Right. But am I going to go bash him? No, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? We could have just had a blowout fight right before I left. I'm still not going to do that to him. I'm not going to, if he puts his guard down and shares moments with me, I'm not going to go tell them his deepest secrets. Right. Cause it's none of their motherfucking business in the first place. Let's be honest.
And let me tell you something. If you go off half cocked, and you start talking about whatever they did that angered you to, let's say, some family members or some friends or coworkers, more than not, they're going to put gas on that fire. They're going to stoke it, and you're going to not come home calm down, right? You're going to come home still steaming, still ready for war. Something that probably, if you use that time to just think clearly, you know, get your head right, process what was said, what you said, all of that, you could have came home in a much better headspace and maybe been able to resolve it when you got home from work or whatever the situation is. But instead, we go and we sabotage ourselves by putting it out there to people who can't help us, right? And they just stoke that fire. And not only are we not being loyal, but we are increasing the tension in our home. Okay. Because again, they're just going to add gas to that fire. Okay. And I know it feels good to have people that agree with you. Feels good to have that in your life, but just because it feels good doesn't mean it is good. All right. And so that's something that it doesn't feel good to wake up early in the morning, but it is very good for me. Okay. It doesn't always feel good when I can't eat some of the things that I see, but I know my body thanks me for not eating that garbage. Right. And so you have to understand, like, just because something feels good or looks a certain way doesn't mean that's the reality. It is far better to process that, keep it between you and your spouse, unless you're taking it to a professional third party that this is what they do. They have the expertise to help you through that situation. That's what we advocate. I don't advocate going and talking to just some random person. And I don't mean to call your family or your friends random, because I know that's not random, but again, unqualified people. Mm-hmm. And that way, one, both of you are going to be there most likely, or at least know that you're going to go talk to that person. So the loyalty isn't being broken. You see what I'm saying? It's just, it's no good. Yeah, it's no good. But yeah, we, you know, when we talk about loyalty, it really is, it's deep into how we show up for our partner on a daily basis. Like Linnell said, it's the actions, mm-hmm. right? It's not saying I'm going to do it. It is actually doing it. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to our third. And that's really how to develop the loyalty in your relationship, you know, and it takes time.
You know? Start with yourself.
Yeah.
Start with yourself first. Really do. Start working on yourself. Say, okay, you know, and don't make the excuse, well, I just was brought up like this. Okay, got it. Well, you were brought up doing a lot of things you probably don't do any longer. Or you were brought up to believe certain things that you no longer believe now that you're an adult, right? Start working on yourself first. And when I mean that, just start saying, okay, I need to, I know I'm going out with my girlfriend, right? Start like putting challenges and goals for yourself. I'm going out with my girlfriend and I'm not going to talk about him like this. I'm not going to share what we've talked about with them because it's none of their business. Okay. Now, I don't meet my family. All right. We do this family text. All right. And they're so used to just me just going, telling them what's going on this week with, you know, me and him. This week, I'm just going to say, you know what? We're doing great. We had a great week. You know, we went to the walked. We, you know, went grocery shopping, whatever. Keep it very nonchalant. Keep it very, you know, just give them, feed them what they should know, but not what they need to know. That's what you should do. What they want to know. There you go. What they want to know. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Okay. I still talk to my family today. Just not as much as we used to, which we all love because now we all have children and we all have our own lives and we're all doing our own thing. But let me tell you something. There was at a point in time that me and my younger brother were talking every single day. Every single day we were talking and we were seeing each other like every other week. He'd come up here and he would come visit and, you know, we loved it. We enjoyed it. But there does come a point where you have to say, you know what? There has to be boundaries, right? And you don't need to know everything about my relationship. And when you do that, like I said, you're able to then connect to your spouse. Now you have things that you want to share with your spouse. Your spouse wants to share with you. You guys are now coming closer together, more one than you are with anybody else. If you share yourself with everybody, right, then you don't have a lot of room to then share all of who you are with your spouse.
And, you know, so I like what you just said. One, work on yourself and then set boundaries, set goals for yourself when you're out with other people, mm-hmm. out, you know, whether that be at work or with your family. The other thing I would say is get to a place where you make a conscious choice that you are choosing your partner over everything and everybody, mm-hmm. period. Okay. And along with that, that every act that you do, everything that you do is an investment. It's a long-term investment. Okay. Every hug, every store to, or every trip to the store to get something for her. Every time you have their back, every time that you don't talk bad about them, every time that you choose them over something that maybe your friends or your family wants you to do, you are investing into your future. And your future is going to look phenomenal. And we say this a lot. Everybody wants the 40-year marriage, but they don't want to do what a 40-year marriage has done. And it doesn't work like that. It doesn't. 40-year marriage, they chose each other, man.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Over everybody else. And if you see a real 40-year marriage, like two people that are just truly still in love, you see it. You see the commitment that they have to each other. Loyalty is about commitment. It's about, I am committed to you. I am like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This can be uncomfortable.
Yep.
I might not want to do it, but because it's you, you got me.
Yep.
You got my attention. You got my service. You got my power. You got my money. You got my whatever you need. If I got it, you got it. That's loyalty. And doing it unwaveringly. Like just
because you know that you want to. What I do for him is because I want to. I'm not forced to do anything. It's because I want to do it. Same thing with him. Everything he does, go to the gym with me, work out with me, and then workout classes. He could. He could say, yo, no, thank you. I'm good.
I wanted to say no thank you today.
half of my body is fake. I do not feel like working out today. Right. But he was like, no, you know what? I'm with you. I'm rocking with you. Let's do this. Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I promise you, you start doing these things, you know, you set boundaries, you start keeping promises to yourself first. Mm-hmm. You set boundaries between your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your relationship. And if you're dating, start doing it while you're dating.
Yeah, you should.
I'm telling you. What?
It's not like it's going to just all of a sudden just change and just work out because you got married. It doesn't happen like that.
Hold a standard.
It actually gets, it gets harder when you get married, just so we're clear. It gets harder.
Yeah. It definitely does.
Yeah. And I love how you said that. I don't know if they heard that, but yeah, hold a standard for yourself. That's what I'm saying. You really got to know yourself and rock with yourself and don't be influenced by others. Just because somebody else is doing it doesn't mean you need to, right? Yeah. Just because you see your friends that you've been friends with for 20 something years, all of a sudden they still doing the same thing that they were doing in their last couple of relationships. Well, look at them, the last couple of relationships, right? Just remember that.
And if you lose them along the way, because you chose your spouse or your soon to be spouse, it was a great investment.
That's right.
Because 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road, 40 years down the road, God willing, you're still going to be beside this individual, smiling, doing life together, fully committed, loyal to each other, having something that honestly, most people want. Mm-hmm. You know, people start beating down our door because they wanted what we had. That was it, right? How did y'all get to 19 years? How have y'all been together for 27 years? Hold on, y'all been through how? I want that. I don't know how. The thing is that we can all have it. We can all have it. It's not like we got something
magical.
Special.
It ain't like
us,
God
right?
just put some fairy dust on us and said, okay, only you all.
No. We were willing to invest.
Yeah. We just
right. And we were willing to stick it out when it was hard.
Yeah.
We were willing to focus on what mattered when it mattered the most. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and you make the relationship a priority, it becomes a priority. It becomes the focus of your life and your dreams, your goals. Your relationship takes center stage and everything else is kind of background noise. It's just what is happening back there. And it's not that we're saying that that stuff isn't valuable. It's just not as valuable as this. So this gets center stage in my life. And it pays dividends, just like a stock pays dividends when you invest into it over 10, 20 years, right? This is no different. It is a long-term investment that you have to choose to put into every single day of your life. But if you do it, I'm telling you, you have something priceless. So I think that's what we got. You know, loyalty is serious. It definitely plays a much larger role than what I think we're giving it.
Your life too.
Yeah. You know, because again, this is everything, man. You know, if you're not showing up for your partner, if you're not, if they can't trust you to save the money instead of spending it on nonsense, if you're not loyal enough to them to not talk behind their back, if you're not loyal enough to keep the promises that you make to them, you're going to struggle, right? That relationship is only going to be able to grow to a certain point before it starts crumbling and deteriorating. And what we want for all of you guys is to create a bulletproof marriage, one that continues to last the test of time, no matter what the storm throws your way.
That's right.
You're able to just go with the storm and say, we got a little stronger and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Right. And all of you can do that if you're willing to take these steps. And the last thing I'll say is this: Rome wasn't built in a day. A phenomenal relationship will not be built in a day. Take strides, bite-sized pieces at a time, right? Don't try to, we got to do this, and this tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. Work on one thing until you get it down. Okay, cool. I've worked on myself. I'm loyal to myself now. You know what? I'm going to start putting boundaries between I'm ready for this next thing. I'm strong enough for this next thing. And each thing that you begin to master is kind of like a stepping stone for the next thing. And before you know it, you have like a castle wall surrounding your relationship, and you have something beautiful.
I love that. I really do. Only thing I'm going to add to that is that if you do mess up, if you are doing really well, and then all of a sudden you get with somebody and, you know, you and your spouse have a moment, then you slip up and you start talking, just try to be self-aware of that. Really start being self-aware of that and just walk away and be like, dang, I just messed up. You know what I'm saying? I just spilled the beans and I shouldn't have done that, you know? Like, but if you're not self-aware, you're going to keep doing it. You're just going to continue to cycle. But if you start to be more self-aware of what you're doing, the actions that you're doing, right? Not anybody else, but the actions that you're doing, then you're able to then walk away and say, okay, now that's something to work on. Yep, I got this, something to work on. Don't beat yourself up. Just, you know what? Know that the next move that you make should be the right move.
Yeah. You know what? Thank God that it happened, because now you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's a positive, man, if you allow it to be.
If you allow it to be, right.
What you think is what it is, right? So
create your reality. Yeah. And that's the best way we could, you know, kind of end this, I think.
I think so.
Is that, yeah, create your reality.
So that said.
All right. So if you have not downloaded the Evening Rush Network app, not sure what you are waiting for, get on your phone, go to the App Store, if you have Apple, or if you have Google Play, whichever way. Go ahead. Apple. Whatever. Download the Evening Rush Network app, okay? And then listen to us as you go to sleep, as you're going to work, and then the other podcasts that are on there. If you have any questions or concerns, whether you are married, in a relationship, engaged, divorced, single, dating, or an entanglement, just hit us up at My Bulletproof Marriages at e360tvlive.com, or you can DM us on Facebook. We are there. We also have a Facebook group you can join. All right. We will all see you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great rest of your week.
See you later.
Bye, fam.
I'm not sure I understand it, but everything.